to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Context or no context, as a man, you can't quote another man like that.
Oh, yes.
But who am I to speak? I'm not even a man.
So I was thinking of it. So about that payment, I was thinking maybe if I can pay you last year.
I'm not gonna look at Boros this
yeah. Why are pads not free?
Exactly, my
but condoms are.
Condoms are.
I think what you're talking about now.
Hello, guys, the girls see my favorite host of the most, and we're on
Spreading Humors.
Woohoo! And I'm with.
What's up, everybody? It's on the walls on your screens, and welcome to Spreading Humors.
I can't see what that happened.
What the hell?
Keep the ball rolling. Keep going.
No, Margaret. I'm going to keep
going. Even the tears coming out. Keep it going.
Yeah, guys, no, let's start from
that. Keep it going.
No, the host can't see that.
Like, keep it going.
What happened?
One host. Are the host can't see that. He was busy coughing. I think he choked on something.
Guys, sabotage.
No, Zile, keep going. It's a podcast. It's not. It's a podcast, but it's supposed to be natural.
Last time.
Keep going.
I'm going to street cred saka no.
Now, our studio's getting there.
Yes,
yes, we have a dog that we adopted.
Oh, Bobby.
CV.
No, okay.
CV. New background.
Come on, CV.
Yeah.
And there's a sign here.
This is us. This is our perfect wedding. This is what the sign is giving.
Yeah, this is us.
There's our picture. Woo! Nice.
And yeah, celebrate.
This is us.
Why is it CB?
We just said
because
CB.
That's what black people call dog CB, Bobby,
or
Danger,
Snoopy,
Bova.
Bova. I told you Bova.
But anyway, guys.
Bova.
If I'm Bova,
never could you sit down, Bova? It's already cats, Bova. Bova, I'm going to go on. You know, we feel like a Bova. We just got like one go.
Woo! Don't dust me.
But Bova is well.
Guys, you thought, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is Uscott Mapuma. So recently on social media, he's just been going on a whole entire rant about how much he wants to be given space. He's not sure if he can do this whole fame thing anymore. And now abantu bamjikele. I've seen on TikTok and Twitter and Instagram that at his last gigs, people weren't like as hyped to see him. They weren't singing along. So I think he saw that too. And he released a statement saying, to my fans and supporters, I want to sincerely apologize for my recent actions and words, which disrespected and disappointed many of you. I lost perspective and take full responsibility. This has been a wake-up call. I now understand the importance of staying grounded and connected to those who make the journey possible, etc., etc. I think... Masimxoleleni shem. I think masimxolele shem.
I kind of feel bad for him though. Because now he has to pretend like he's sorry.
Do you think he's pretending?
I feel like now he's just seeing the impact that he has.
Yeah.
Like, it's going down.
Yeah.
You are ashamed. Like, I feel bad for him. And I feel like now his team is just like, I feel like his team is like, dog, we better apologize. Because these people, they're not gonna have it. Eh?
So you
not
think it was a fake apology, like a fake statement?
I don't think it was fake. I don't think it was fake, but he just had to do it. It's one of those things like, we're taking.
I feel like in this whole like fame thing, obviously you don't just like wake up and like you're famous, you know. So obviously when you're famous, it's your first time being famous. And I feel like in anything and everything, just remain humble.
Because
now he went on a whole tangent and now he's seeing that, damn, I actually fucked up. Oh, Floppy.
But my chat is like, that whole thing was just so uncomfortable. Because here's the thing, we once saw an example come, our sister, the married one, my Jelly Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jelly Baby's married.
Yeah, she get married? No.
So
yeah, and we realize or the public has more power than a lot of people think, you know. A lot of us think or the public doesn't have that power. Bro, the people choose what goes.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
And here's the thing, no matter your talent, no matter how good you are, once you disrespect people, it's not nice. And also mainly because you're once like those people, you know? And my chat is with Scott's, ne? He wanted to. There was two ways to do this. He went on a way or let me joke about it because to show people it's not like that. Number one, the one thing I didn't like, the root of addressing all everything, ka comment. That was not nice.
That comment how?
The first time he said, yo, I'm a person, 1, 2, 3, okay. 1, 2. Those things that he was saying were valid. But you are not supposed to tell people that, you know? We all get tired. We all have days whereby I don't want to take a picture. But because I understand, oh, these are the people that consume my content. These are the people that come to my shows. I don't have to say no, no. They don't understand.
These are the people that made you who you are, and, to be quite fair and honest.
Okay, but for instance with me, I was at the salon. So my hair was half done, right? Yeah. And now this guy sees me and he's like, oh, Sima, can I take a picture?
Right now, half done.
Dude, my hair is in afro here. I come with braids. So really, do you think, really? So I'm like, no, please don't take a picture of me like this. And then he's like,
people are rude.
But that's the thing. We are all going to encounter those things. And we are all going to encounter people. Some, you know, you would meet in a another world, like, you would meet someone who would be like, let me wait for you to finish doing your hair. You know? In some cases, people will be like, if you can't take a picture, it's fine. Some people will wait for you to finish your hair and take a picture with
you. That's fine. That's awesome.
And my chat is with Scott, the way he addressed it same time. He could have just biased even. You know, if he couldn't... now, Scott's my attitude. Now he's like, but you don't give a damn. You know? He didn't mind being introduced on stage as Scott's my attitude. Even doing a live, I was Scott's my attitude, 1, 2, 3. The way he went about it was not the one. But I'm glad that he came through his senses and said, you know what? What I did was not cool. Like, a good dancer knows when to get off stage. You know? So he understood or as your honor. Because it's not as being on stage, but total level. So,
yo, dude, and people were just standing there like, those
emojis.
Yo, I asked, it was so sad. And also, I feel like, as Scott, if he, I'm sure he said that he's here for the music. He's here for the music and he doesn't want the fame. So, I'm thinking, why angazanga ezum zegezegege? Or cover your face.
Or like, see,
if I'll be, or like marshmallow or something. Don't show your face, hey. If that's the case, just make the music DJ with a face mask or something if you didn't want the fame.
Ah, the damage is done, guys. Guys.
He
apologized.
Guys, Puma Nguye, man. Let's come on first dress. Little thing, ticketing, event in Jaika Moga. Little them support.
Yo, people gave him the space that he wanted. That was so sad.
But he apologized. He's taken accountability. So now it's, I don't know, up to the public to see if they receive his apology or not.
But yeah, maybe they are also, the public also wants to like set an example or people in the limelight must
we'll
not
be
think
there.
Or, must not think we can. Because now everyone else who will honor you, even the days that whereby my hair is gonna be half, one day you don't just snap it into a hair half cow. What if I can ask my attitude?
You can't do that.
No, but honestly, like, they are setting a tone to say, come Karabato, as much as you have more clout. and okay, I like that. Or, but to get a like the boss, I'm not going to get a the boss.
Bumangso.
No, like it's the boss. I'm not a boss. Especially Cheria boss. Like, you're like in general.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, what's on your mind?
The boss. I'm joking. Oh, what's on my mind? This is an interesting one, actually.
It better be.
EFF pushes. I'm like a boss. EFF. Guys, EFF, like, save a cup of Kali.
Yeah,
yeah. She gets you on. Hey.
Result.
EFF, every time you have EFF, I'm on podcast, you go, una little way of move or something. Corey, hey, what is Killa Mata Northwest? What is Killa Mata? What's the money in Shadi Karakulu? Martoil!
Yo, don't test me.
I'm going to be on a magical apartment here. Like a hotel, like a 5-star. Phone call after phone call, phone call after phone call.
It's still a sensitive matter.
Guys, you guys don't know.
you're later, still a sensitive topic.
Yeah, I'm a man. But you know, I'm a man. Yeah, no, man. Yeah. Like you, good friend of the show at this point. Yo.
It's so crazy though how we haven't interviewed Julius Malema yet though.
You should, man.
It would have made sense if we interviewed him in Limpopo, but oh well.
But anyways,
oh well.
Speaking about EFF, EFF pushes to scrap expiry dates on prepaid data and airtime. The economic freedom fighters are calling for the removal of expiry dates, mobile data, airtime, arguing that consumers should not pay for something and not get it, especially those who are in the low income spectrum, you know. And I won't read everything else because
how
literally to I check out male or female, you know, check us
out. But I wanna know like why they're doing this. Like I really wanna know
Okay, let me go to the interesting part. Oh, the party frames the issue as the matter of the consumer right, practically affecting low income users who are often lose unused data due to the short availability periods. Okay, regular data after 30 days if it's like a quality child, even though you didn't use it. No? Telecom provides telecom providers like MTN and Vodacom oppose the move, citing the need to manage network resources and maintain pricing models, while ICASA has explored the regulating data expiry. King?
Ikasa.
Okay, that one. Okay, I avoided logic, so. I always tell you, don't listen, compromise. Sometimes I feel like I'm being sabotaged, especially when, no, guys, this thing, no, man, no. No, fuck it, no. Let me address. Guys, let's talk about the village, man. Oh, what happened? No, Zile, you, not somebody, you, mon, never, I don't know. No, man, guys, let's kind of so. But coming to you, Yanda.
And the lost all.
We lost. Oh, but that's what
I'm so lost. I feel like it's a great initiative. So, Bati Utenga idata ne, whether you buy it from Urajeshi or you buy it online, ne, right when you buy data bundles, it expires after 30 days. Okay. They saying no, it mustn't expire. Why? Because there's Umpo from, I don't know, Esia Busa, right? Mm-hmm. He buys data, right? And then he uses it sparingly, right? So even though he uses it sparingly, it's still going to finish, right? But Umpo can't buy more data. Why? Because he lives Esia Busa, which is like what's the right word?
Shame.
So now because he's unable to buy data repeatedly, they're saying that it's unfair for data to expire if he's using it sparingly. Are you following?
Think about it, bro.
Okay.
Imagine we're like a petrol full tank just because I saw somebody after 30 days here, Tama.
Okay. Fair.
I dumbed it down, eh?
Fair.
Yeah, you actually dumbed it down.
You must watch this part. Okay.
I feel like it's, a great initiative. It makes sense. I just don't know how
but the service could dance. But all my friend bands and
what do you mean?
I'm sure if you're not buying the data, then what's in one of my friends?
From snacks and the cold drinky, necros and nan.
And yes, 50-50, man. It makes sense, but also...
economically wise.
And
also, my younger airtime, Siabuso. You won't know.
Exactly. You know? Sure. Maybe I'm just there to visit my family. I'm doing it that way, but you know.
Now, here's what I'm trying to say. Because these days, information is very important and information, people have to be aligned. Because I wanted to speak about something like the other day, I was watching TikToks. Apparently, in China, you see how you vibe every day, ne? People take pictures of you. Mm. In China, people never seen like black people, at all. Mm. And I always ask myself, why is it like,
your hair,
your skin? Mainly because there's a video now, uskanganisha. are these reels, are these yours now? Because I swear to it. And I thought about it, I'm like, why is that? Now, here's my own conclusion. It's because their data is regulated. When I say data, the information that they consume. Okay. They don't consume whereby utawana tabi swabi na 1, 2, 3 utawana newa move womu wrong. So their network man, guys. Their network, however, do you know what the content is? That's why Renard's born on my channel. Because, okay, I want to show people. But, like, you watch their content. You get me? You stumble upon their content. You know how they live in New Zealand. You know how they live in Spain.
But why do they do that? I wonder, actually.
Isn't it propaganda? It has something to do with propaganda. Am I wrong or right now?
I know what to just tell me.
What, but no one knows everything. This is why we need a fact checker.
No.
I think the president Kim Jong wanted to control what the people.
Yes.
It's not the North Korean president, ne?
Yeah.
Okay, the president.
Didn't they say
of
they want them to consume studying content? Like,
that's what I'm trying to say. Yes.
That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, so By control. That's why we go after China. I out. So here's what I'm trying to say in the data space. Né? The government must carry about try shady loafers. They also have to contribute financially if they are not. You get me?
No, I'm not following, unfortunately.
So like if the low income people, but work people mangbon, one of the states, they have to provide data to those people. The same way they could provide 350s their physical cash.
Yeah.
I feel like because they know it's very important. Data should also be free, the same as lady pads. Those are not things that people should.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Why are pads not free?
Exactly my point.
But condoms are.
Condoms. I give a shot of now.
No comments.
That's the truth. And there is a little like, but. Dudu said, I quote, condoms are free because they protect people from getting infected and also being sick.
But nabantu anabaya zdinga nje
ipads. True, because some...
Okay.
Oh, the comparison is way... Okay. Yeah.
But some girlies don't go to school because they don't have sanitary pads.
Oh, my abantu anabaya zripita, then banu kama abantu anababa shake, and then benjan.
Yeah, riskabula laga this man. But anyways... King of Sorokin. No.
Mind you, you're the only one that's laughing. Tina, are you serious?
But I'm talking about the fact that we are in an economy whereby we are still getting developed.
True.
There are a lot of things that we don't have access to.
Mm.
Like even basic transport, sanche be free at some point. Yeah. Transport, sanche be free. I'm talking about kids.
Mate.
But I drive njani ke ngoku akho petrol emoto nathi nutata bantu.
I think the government is providing. Okay. That's why I'm saying our government is developing. That's the point I'm making.
I remember a few years ago, I saw on the news, but this was like, I was still in like primary, dude. The government was planning on like building RDP houses in developing areas, whatever.
Mm.
Until this day, the houses haven't been built. So now, if we're still waiting for houses, what is transport, dude?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. We are in a country.
Fair.
We are fighting. There's a lot of... If we now start speaking about the things that the government should actually do, the things that other countries' government have never provided,
true.
Yeah.
Because our government, I feel like, is freckled and it has a lot of cracks that have to be molded and patched.
True. I hear your point about you saying that the people that... you know, that are affected by this whole daughter issue, they can go submit their information to Home Affairs or whatever. But Sima's also saying now, yeah, that can happen. But then what happens to the business owners at those puzzle shops?
What do you mean?
Because now, obviously,
because now people are not buying data and the
they're not buying data as much as they would.
No, but the people at Spice Shops buy reka samu, buy reka koko Vodacom, buy reka leko Telkom, buy reka koko MTN. The government is sponsor of those big institutions, those big establishments. Uro udi alanga my friend, that's my guy.
Sure.
Here's the thing. Up annually, if government provider free transport, they have to use my friends because not everyone can go straight to Vodacom. They'll take those data. My friend, if I go to Vodacom, it will be at a lesser price or whatever. There has to be a line whereby it also keeps a balance of employment. You get me? Because when you say, oh, free RDP houses, I would look, people who build for houses, bona. If you build like a government.
Okay.
You get me?
Okay.
But the government has to take those people and even whenever establishing or hired in in that area. You feel me? You 1+1 and
2.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Sima?
Yo. What's on my mind, Sana, is Musa Kawula.
Oh. Hey. He's been on our minds lately.
Hey,
even last
week. Kumbuleka, shame.
Shame.
Maybe also, we are toxic.
No, I wanna say something, eh? Guys, just a disclaimer. Bro, we have been touring and I'm realizing there's a lot of trending things. There's a lot of trending things that we don't speak about. Because by the time something happens, you find out we're interviewing Sweet Gulura when something is there. So people must understand, how I thought they were going to speak about this. Something's outgrowing.
I wonder what else was trending.
Not outgrowing, but I hear you.
You get me?
Yeah.
So Utige, it took exactly 110 days for the nice Randburg judge to to realize that Fikile Mbalula with his wife Nozuko Mbalula, who is heavily in denial about her husband's sexuality, just like Basitsana Khumalo. And like Bayandinyela alongside Ze Nxumalo, not Zunxumalo, guys. Ze Nxumalo, whom nobody cares about, and his doctor's wife, Dr. Tamron Green Nxumalo, who will forever be known as the one girl who failed to win the coveted title of Miss Universe. Meanwhile, our friend had easily won, and the whole world had celebrated her winning. The nice Randburg judge, man who was, I mean, one way, I want to saw, ish, Musa Kalula, man. The nice man, the nice Randburg judge man, who has now become our friend, saw right through the bullshit as he ruled to strike off the role, the rubbish and nonsensical case after wasting everybody's time. Also, Keba Zalwane, I said what I said. XOXO, Gossip Girl. So, okay, good try to figure in Balula. Hey, Nancy.
For another team. Is it alleged?
After 9, allegedly.
Okay.
I feel like when it comes to speaking about people's sexualities, we have to like tread lightly. Because I remember, who's that lady? The one you mentioned? Basetsana Khumalo and her husband, Romeo Khumalo. I think they sued some other lady because she said that. Sorry, Jackie Pamute. Yes, they sued Jackie Pamute, because she allegedly said that Romeo is gay. So now, for who's this Musa Kola to do the same thing? Like, does he want to get sued, or like, does he want the attention? Like, what is it that he's doing?
Musa just doesn't give a fuck.
Like, but like, he's already in jail, so now why is he adding more fuel to the
for that?
I mean, yeah, for the fire. You are, Sana, I feel like he hasn't,
will.
He hasn't learned from his lesson.
Now I'm trying to believe your theory also.
Which one?
This other theory that you guys came about. What if it's not only one person?
It's a team.
Account? True.
Yeah, it's a team. Could and be. Now I believe everyone will feel like
and plus, who type of journey is a jail? Of course, a laptop.
Actually.
Like that, I'm buying Tabo Besta. And a laptop, near a phone.
Guys, I won't lie, ne? Tabo Besta is a dope name.
It is, actually.
Like, there's no way you can be known, bro. If
Tabo Besta.
You are born and your name is Tabo Besta, bro. You have to do something special. Like, do you imagine Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Dolce & Gabbana.
And then you just...
You're destined to do something.
That person.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yes.
Oh, like you are destined to little best. Balenciaga.
I feel like Bonang's name has the same effect. Like, yeah, Bonang. Bonang. Like, look at me. And we really do look at her and look up to her.
Yeah, the Masakaola situation, I just want to address it. Nah, I can give more to that. And it's because I try mending my own business.
You don't know feeling Malula.
Okay, I know him. Okay. I know him. Foshowski. He's a minister of sports. He was the one who once called Bafana Bafana a bunch of losers. I remember him when I was young. Didn't like him. But now I like him because I understand no minister warena omo fresh or low. But the alleged... But well...
O fresh.
Hey, Baba, omo fresh or minister or the brand.
I'm an opu enji.
Unyamalele, and she's too quiet for my liking.
I'm not going really military camp.
We're not in World War III.
Shoot my wig.
Yeah. Oh, we are more fun. I can't have the jintuichu. That's about the black flip. Because I can't have a proof. Yaro kakono. Okay, we are more fit to have some answers to you.
No, but imagine she was holding a card, really, guys. But AK.
I can second. Imagine it.
Why?
No, man, that is how he actually, like, test me, come try me. Walk around and find out.
Yeah. Are we talking about the same person? Like,
yeah, man, especially when she has a short hair. Like, yeah, like she's ready to fight, man. Because you know when you have long hair, people can just pull your hair. Short hair, no earrings.
You guys don't know that thing. Ugh, you guys are so boring. Yo, you don't watch TikTok, boring.
Like, what? Nah.
The video.
I don't. My TikTok now is damaged, guys. It's only music. I don't even have motivational speakers anymore. It's dancing. Yeah, my TikTok, no, man.
But one thing about Musa Kahula, he does not care. His team doesn't care. And there's nothing you can do about it.
True.
And, okay, if Abadata's after 9, okay, yabo, life yabo. If their wives are in denial,
I say,
yabo.
And when I saw Bulele, you were just read.
Yeah, the fundi, like, guys, you saw me. So,
please.
Allegedly.
Mara, ish. If Mr. Fikile Mbalula really is.
Mr. Sorry.
If he really is gay, then where is the proof? Because now you can't can't just say someone is gay and then just leave us like that. Like, really, where's the proof now?
So, what proof?
The
other day I was saying, guys.
Bonus with video.
Yeah,
here's the thing. Nah, these days, I told you guys, bro, this thing of freedom of speech now is coming like it's not even freedom anymore. Like, people can say anything about you. Like, these days, bro, only for me, Lina Maloba can find out more TikTok or Nakia Kome. Kome is like
the mountain. Also, I don't know if this is like overstepping, but I know in my culture, like as a girl, like allegedly, once like you've had a baby or once you've broken your virginity, there are certain restrictions if you want to uktomba, basically, which is like a girl version of who you are coming. So with a guy, are there like any like age restrictions or like you can go anytime whether you have a kid?
So I'm gonna say this as a professional. I know the main thing is to just to remove that thing. Yeah. But in my culture, not really English way. English breakfast. I remember
English breakfast.
Yeah, like a crowd like English way. I did it when I was in grade 2. My grandma was like, yo, today, guys, we are going somewhere nice. And it was like you do it like around this time. Because I apparently you heal faster.
In winter?
Yeah. In winter. That's why I come every time we come winter. In winter, that's where you heal more faster. So now, my granny takes me and my little brother. Etc. In my head, I'm thinking, we go there. There's no transport, man. You know?
Yeah.
We are not going anywhere. We get inside the hospital. The doctor, my green wants to take pills for stress.
Yeah.
So my brother is more like gangster than me. He goes in first. Bro, as I was bullied with that story for my whole primer. What if you ask my 10? You guys will realize why my name is Silu. Kola!
Don't they numb your
My green at Sarika Mulu to all Sarika. Go to what Sarika Mulu. And a lot of Tona.
Really?
Hey, I grow when a dog is scared, it takes the thing. Never shame no choice. You are tough. You are really tough, doctor. Yeah. Is it? And then I cannot matter. I don't have pubic hair at all. But it's a very tough. I say, Ivan, my God, my granny bullied
me. That seems so painful. So they didn't numb
me. They numbed me. And injection in my tester. Not injection in my tester. Me saw na batasi link. No, I'm telling you. Nothing. Circumcision. Batasi link. That's why people don't speak about it. Uyilo kona wari circumcision one. People don't speak about that. Pain yes. I'm 45. Now come on, Toby Warner. Hey, honey, it covers all. It covers all. I'm going to be a part of your body. I can't raise the guy. I always wondered, why do they take our foreskins, bar guys?
I'm a little bit of
a comment. Oh, for sure. But if I didn't get you, Grace Otanama. You are very young one day. Okay, foreskin, idiot, borrow selling the shop.
Now I'm not gonna look at Boros the same.
I'm telling you, Yanda, that was a traumatic experience. And they always suggest to do it when the kid is still young.
Yes. That's what I've heard also.
Because when I'm older, it's like, oh, but now imagine I'm Fito Sancho. Yeah, that's a it's a men's conference.
If let's say you're a Xhosa, and then they surprise you when you're young, and then you have to go to the mountain when you're 18. What do you do there?
So here's the thing.
I can't again.
So there, I don't think, to answer you, I don't think it's about the cutting. It's about like
respect, learning how to be a man.
Culture, manhood, blah, blah, blah.
You know how when a woman gets married, one, two, three. It's not about going to Home Affairs. You still are going to go to Home Affairs, but it's more about
morals.
Yeah. So you can still go. I feel like you can still go even though you are clean here. And just be like you. Get the rules and be initiated.
I can't imagine. Oops. What's on your mind, Tanda?
Before I see what's on my mind, I have some really good news.
Woohoo!
Amarian, you must come with a new line.
Yeah. Now, are you feeling lucky?
Are you feeling lucky?
Yeah.
I'm a real number. You say good, you say such a rebel accented.
Because I took painkillers because my neck is so now I want to sleep. So, excuse.
And are you making me so sleepy?
Arrobaling.
Once. Arrobaling. Once. Arrobaling.
That's not funny, bro.
But you laughed so hard. Like,
hey, she laughs so hard.
It's time to take flight and win big with AVA Chicks. Stand a chance to win your share of 155,000 Rand in the Ultimate Sky High Tournament. Until the 30th of May 2025, it's all about flying smart and scoring daily. Here's how to qualify. Place at least one bet with your customized plane in the last 24 hours. Already claimed a reward? No problem. If you've had one active, you're in. Use promo code MACG and get airborne now. Links in the comments. Take off and claim your share. As always, 18 plus only. T's and C's apply. So, woo-hoo! What's really on my mind is the Metro FM Awards, right? Mm-hmm. So, I was watching the awards and I realized that they've introduced like a new segment to the awards. So, Altido and Dineo Ranaka were podcasting live while the awards were going on. And I noticed it wasn't giving. I mean, it was their first time. And you know, when it's your first time doing something, obviously it's not going to be like
IPI.
I mean,
no, we know.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I was about to say.
Yeah.
It wasn't giving. And also the Metro FM Awards, like.
We spoke about that.
The sound, whack. Like, there was just so much that was just out of
place. People were saying, look like a graduation.
They must hire us, PUA.
When you and Shane Igil, they must hire you, bro.
The sound was whack. And then when it was time for the premiere of Mpumalanga to present the award for Song of the Year, right? You know, you guys know what a teleprompter is, obviously,
yeah,
right?
Teleprompter.
So while he was like giving his speech, whatever, the teleprompter jammed. So it's a live show, obviously. So now he's looking at the camera like,
I think I saw that clip.
Yes.
That was so embarrassing.
Well, damn.
So it was just a mess. I don't know. It was a mess. Also,
sometimes
adding,
you think it's a mess, but like Spew's favorite way to, what if I spend half a budget?
Well, true. Adding on to that is my thoughts on Amapiano supporters, right? So, Biri Marung was nominated, I think, 8 or 10 times at the awards, but they didn't win a single award.
No, man. No, man. Mfano waren Jima Shu. I said, the awards, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Now.
Man?
I saw Jima Shu, what Biri Marung?
Okay.
I said, I win this. Biri Marung, I said, win this.
And that song was nominated like 10 times, so I heard from a valuable source that even though the song was nominated 10 times, Amapiano supporters just don't vote when it comes to awards.
So, the winners were there. So, if Amapiano people don't vote.
So, in some of the categories like Song of the Year, obviously you're gonna get gospel songs, hip hop songs, like different genres. Mm-hmm. Different genres meaning different fans. Mm-hmm. So for that specific genre, the fans just don't vote. Cause there's no ways that a song as big as Biri Marung that literally carried us the whole of last year didn't win a single award. Not even one.
I couldn't. Guys, that was not fair. Sound guy, Metro FM. CV, guys, Metro FM. This is the guy who wants a job.
Yo.
Yes.
Morning.
Over Richard Clip, you got a CV. This was me.
Damn, but I just want to know why the piano supporters just don't vote, guys. Was it because...
Do people campaign? Do you have to campaign?
I mean,
That was going to be my next question. Do the artists not campaign enough? Or like,
maybe.
Guys, here's the thing. I know with Suspense. At Big Brother, you don't have to campaign. True. When you're in Big Brother, you don't have to campaign. Your audience. But it will do the work for you.
Yeah.
But when you're not in Big Brother, those awards get your man le man based off how you campaign. You understand?
Mm.
Any award, people are too big for campaigning for their own awards. Maramututo to arrelela kwa. There's a reminder every 3 days. I have an award winning, but you didn't want to campaign. That's why now I even say, now as long as Kelly Kara category, I want to try Big Brother. For sure. I'm going to be number one or number two. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because of campaigning.
Yeah.
I always thought, I'm nominated. Until I realized, being in a thing, you need to fight. You need to tell people. You need to remind people. You must be in your blood to fight for people to vote for you.
Mm.
Don't be too big just because the song is too big.
You hit it right on the nail. Damn.
Yeah.
Maralebareng. I think they thought that because the song is huge, people are just going to vote automatically.
Exactly my point. That's the thing. Just because you're huge, you still have to campaign. Shebishit was, he knows he's huge, ne? Mm. He was campaigning for his one-man show when he, you remember that time?
Yeah.
Even when Casper came, Shebishit was wearing his shirt. My even a little team about really part of their promos. What better keep us on my music, my story? Baby, I campaign now. I mean, she's like a ground force.
One more.
Hey, hurry up. We'll charge your phone. But you get my point. Né? People are too big to campaign for these things. And awards are like that. Awards, it's a trap, guys. It's a trap. They just want to say, you know what? So I was thinking, so about that payment, I was thinking maybe if I can pay you last year.
just know it's over.
I mean, listen, guys, come on, guys.
I'm locked.
Bro, Jason, guys, do you understand how Jason thinks critical? Like, that person is, make sure he has a powerhouse there. You guys don't know.
No.
I'm going to riff tell him about no promoter. It's Department of Home Affairs right now.
And he acts just confused. Like he doesn't know anything.
Fuck, I just got a call.
Let's just go, man. Let's just go, bro.
What did we promote the other day? Came to, I don't know if I should say it.
That specific brand.
Okay.
That's orange.
Bro, yeah. And the very sorry sharp.
Mm.
Bro, we are all thinking we are going somewhere after here. Guys,
there's just something we need to do.
Oh, shit, man. Oh. Zile, come here. Come here, quick. Listen, Anchele. Jason, what's wrong? We want to eat. We want to go drink. Guys, I just got a call right now. That's me, shy, bro.
So Marahu Fedil.
I'm telling you, and I was telling you this thing. Guys, just be happy and be ready to work. That's one thing I realized. Because certain things we are receiving them, we are thinking, bro, make a makeche, level episode. Hotel Ruji Moyon. Ikara episode, my deal.
Yeah, wait now.
How? Must be redula. Mele promo musmo.
Dude.
You understand?
You never know.
I think we should do more like promos for our accommodation though. Because when we do promos, we say nice places. I'm saying,
I feel like it would be better if we're never Rabuja.
Yeah, communication.
We can even, because the reason they don't tell us, I think, because sometimes this is not what I prefer.
True.
You get me? So if they told us, we can oversell, bro. Mm. We can even say, you know what, guys? Yo, guys. Guys, on your free time, you know Strombo. But that was
on my mind. What are your views on the awards and Piri Marung and stuff?
I didn't see the awards. I didn't watch them. But I saw that Naledi won,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome.
Congratulations to her.
She's the youngest. She's actually the youngest to win, like metros.
Go her.
That is so dope.
We'll mandla to her.
Yeah, but the rest, Biri Marung, they must just campaign these people. Like, they think they're too cool to, my song got it. No, you must campaign. You must push. Like the rest of us. Claring.
You never change your word. There's a push. Open chest, open mind. Whatever we fight, we say anything, we are in beef. At the end of the day, they have their one.
True.
Regardless, don't be like, yes, but you must
be.
We can be like, no, guys, let's compare views. Hey, we have 1 million of. It doesn't matter.
Award you
they have the award.
They have the award. And mainly because they campaigned.
Yeah.
Fair.
But this year, can you? We're campaigning now.
We are aware.
We're campaigning now.
Charge it to the game. Sometimes people must learn to charge it to the game. It's not you, it's the game. That's how it rolls.
Okay, Pori.
I'm the Zile was 2025.
Like,
I cannot.
If you didn't campaign.
Yeah, okay. Choice Yakob.
Oh, well, I'll see you next year. Or see you at the...
This is the same thing, bro.
The summers.
Like, whatever Fasa. Girl, no, I'm a cute guy. And I chilled. I have mine, I'm chilled.
Nonchalant.
Nonchalant. Ufasa every day. Ufasa attention every day. Ufasa stumble every day. Something. Not cool nigga. Oh wait, bro. What the fuck, bro? Don't be too cool for the game, bro.
Fair.
Yeah. Makes sense. What's on your mind, Zila?
Don't be too guys, I was in my zone. See, my cousin on chaso.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were done.
No, we said your home will ever silence.
It was silent. So
but yeah, what's on my mind is people mising people this day.
Oh.
You've yolis.
You've
yolis. It's fiso yolis. That one.
And it's always people from this damn podcast.
And wrong. Here's the thing. Like, no.
We need to hold a family meeting, guys. No, what's going on? Yes, class.
Ah, man, I'm not saying about. Defend every day.
Like, what happened to Istima Sunday?
Oh, but now.
Istima Sunday.
Come on, man.
And it's the uncles. What's going on?
Okay, got trouble, man. Bro, I love you,
man. Fuck, man.
Okay, what's your name? I love you, bro. Like,
ah, wale barre.
Oh,
oh,
they are also cool by themselves. Leave other people alone. You know what I did called Combo Balcomings? I was with Gucci. We're in a section where there was a lot of known people. I told Gucci, I'm like, Gucci, take the Jägermeister, take 1, 2, 3, we are going. We went to sit by the general with other people. Because I'm like, I can't be fighting or bumping or get some. No.
Oh, so the popular ones were just standing on.
Yes. To a point where other people assumed that it was VIP, but it was never VIP. It's just that most popular people were sitting at that section.
Marabatuki bumponi. You're telling me that celebrities were standing on couches so people can see where they are. No,
sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, but now I felt like we're naked. Do like what Trump and give me a caricature. Until they said, come on stage, and all the GoPro influencers come on stage. I went,
okay.
You know. But number one, bro, what Saul did,
as well, fuck it, last of the family,
on stream, in real life, 4K. 8K.
But get shame. Let's tell the truth. Like, yes, he was a bit loud, but he came with that energy. Like, in the garage, né, he did greet him. Kesper did greet. Like, he did, like, you know, tap him up and, you know. But then outside, that's where it was an issue now. Yo, you'll be honest, I love you. Oh, now, I saw you. Woo!
Maybe Umalum Saul thought that new viewers would return the same energy.
No. But I'm going to cool. So, and then
when the cameras turn on,
Tabang likes that place because Gabba told you supercar. But, no, that's the truth.
Yeah, true.
So, but, I'm going to tell you. What? Oh, sorry. It's over machine now, no. So, what I'm trying to say is that, like, Mudim, please give me the courage and the power to never tell another guy like that or Kamorat.
And Nesti, my man, you are.
I love you, bro. Say I love you back, bro.
So you wouldn't tell your shit life that you love him?
I will tell him.
I love your work, bro.
But no. Dad. Here's the thing. If he's tapping me and Rehagan, bro, I love you so much. I love
in
your
his
work.
Ear.
Yeah. That's how it came, bro.
Boy, Nishan, but ebe intoxicated, masimxolelene.
Okay, now, sharp. That is done. The soul one is very understandable and also because, but the life you want, cake sign yaki. Don't, Number two, as Fiso.
Yo.
Because I feel like if he said limpopo boy, then you can hide with the fact that the music was loud.
Maybe.
But soon goes a man. A man. Shame, that was embarrassing.
That was so embarrassing.
That was so dead.
I never had Taki laugh like that.
Dude.
I'm Fanola no. Hey, Taki Guru no. He's on a roll now.
He was so angry.
Maras Fisova now. I'm sorry, man.
First, it was the recent thing. Now this.
So behaves like a hungry child. Oh, so dead.
Guys, Mara. Mara.
No, that was the comment section. No, Mara, not me. Mara.
That's a bit insensitive, you know.
No, you're a cut, hey, guys.
That's so insensitive.
It's not with me when I'm hungry. I get hungry.
No, ma.
You know what I mean?
That's two totally different things.
No, you guys are taking it deep. I suka bored. Boo. I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
guys.
You're not saying it. The person who said it. We're not saying to you.
No, but I'm just saying, no, because you guys are taking it too deep. You see, when you're hungry and you're hangry, I behave like man. Like a kwata. Who are a bot, Nini? I suka.
You know why.
I think she knows why. Do you know why?
Yeah! That's why. Yeah! No, man. Look at this, a Tibla, man. I'm a Tibla on your HR podcast.
One man, Amar. Even the way he's sitting.
Hey, Amar. I said, take a camera, take a read. Come meet you, Mari. Guys, who else wants to go to Limpopo? Jason, just want to check some few stuff. Sure. And you're going to rare behavior.
Yo. But I call the man. Oh,
grab the first one. Get the F.
I totally forgot.
Yeah, we are cutting it.
Yeah, no. Hey.
Yeah, as I was saying, guys, the factors. But Limpopo boy came back and confirmed that it was not that. He was focused on going on stage and doing his thing. And also, here's the thing: when you are in that place, I understand why Limpopo boy mice. I understand. Number one, I don't think he knew that Fiso was the one who was tapping him. So there was a lot of people there.
Yeah,
that place was jam-packed food. To a point or two finger, it was easy. Come home, for sure, we took one finger.
I was about to say.
Angusha. So, there was me and Gucci to also go out and go to the other side. So you're like, yo, I struggle to get to the stage because we get the picture too much. Let me just mice this person and go on stage.
Yeah.
I think that was the context.
Okay.
Or he struggled to even reach the stage because a lot of people were. See, I agree with celebrity.
Context or no context, as a man, you can't quota another man like that.
Oh, yeah.
But who am I to speak? I'm not even a man.
What?
But I love you.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I said.
I love you, bro, like you.
What is on my mind?
Oh, yeah. You've been there.
Did you say I love you back?
Akai Bulela. You put the shades on a level like what?
Isan.
So it says, Anele Kula. Charged with murder of his girlfriend Sinenhlanhla Mathonsi in Soweto, withdrew his bail application during his appearance at the Pretoria Magistrates Court on Tuesday. Sinenhlanhla Mathonsi, 22, was fatally stabbed while working at Pick and Pay in Pretoria Glen. Una 22. So kwazwe ulomfana lo anele.
Obathi ke allegedly. The girl was at the boy.
No, the boy was at the girl. So allegedly he got inside Pick and Pay. And then where she works, and then he bought a knife, and then he went to a station and stabbed her. I don't know if she cheated or she did what, but he just my thing is like, when is this GBV shit gonna this is actually annoying now at this point. Like, it's like, can we stop killing people? What is this? What world are we living in?
I can blame my movie.
Nah. It just sounded like a movie. You just buy a knife and then you go to the person's station and just stab them.
So easy.
The fact that he even bought it is just weird to me. Put it on this guy. Oh, man.
My chat is, man, it's just so shocking. Like, I never really know how to react to stories like this because they're always so shocking and so gruesome and just so traumatic. Because what?
Like, really?
The guy who stabbed.
Did you say fatally stabbed?
Damn, shame, man. Oh. Yeah. Every day we must discuss this thing at this point.
Oh. Hey, sure.
You know?
For awareness.
No, I'm just saying.
No, like he's saying, like to drill it
into
We must. Oh, my. Oh. But anyways, Kotwarke.
Oh, look, guys. No, I'm laughing because everyone is so down now. They're like, eish.
But I have great news.
Shame, man.
I have great news. That I
get a new line.
No, dude, read the room.
No, I'm trying to.
I want to hear your guys' thoughts.
Oh, my thoughts.
You didn't say anything.
Oh, no, I said, there's nothing we can say at this point, Sima. People choose to kill people. People choose to be violent. People choose to be unfair. You know, there's nothing. How many times have we addressed something at GBV on this podcast? Or on every podcast? On every social media thing? This thing, people know about it now.
Yeah.
I'm just like, so shocked. Like, what the heck,
There's nothing.
Like, do these men or women, they, them, because women can be...
Yeah.
Abusive too. Like, does it start off at a young age when you see your parents hurting each other? Or like, are you just born an abusive person even though like your parents are like non-abusive? Like, where does it stem from?
Yeah, you have a point.
Probably at home. I don't know. Probably at home.
But like, how insane and how evil do you have to be to go to Pick n Pay, buy a knife, and then fatally stab your girlfriend? Maybe she cheated.
No matter what
Maybe
she did.
Maybe she slept with your best friend.
No matter what she
but
did.
But does that mean that you have to kill her?
Just leave. Just leave.
I've had stories like that ever since I was a child.
Yeah.
Ever since when I was going.
Hey.
So I would listen. Hey, what do you want to say? So I would listen. Hey, what do you want to say? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, all those things. And it's not, we think, sometimes we think, or why is it increasing? Guys, a lot of things have been happening, just that now we have access to information a lot. So everything can be easily exposed. Khale, when this thing happened, it fell in that town. Or, damanun kila dia so. A lot of people knew about, or, tuba wina raf. Not why win, like when they use their money useless, most of them. But because of social media platforms, because of your Abu, I blew it, you learn, or, someone can just spend 55 million like that. You know? Even with GBV, it has been happening.
Yeah.
It has been just that we are trying by all means where we can to say, guys, yo, let's stop. Raise awareness.
Yeah, no. This is tiring.
You're shocking.
What's happening? Good news?
What's
so
good news
since then? Ah, it's
hella
good, no. But anyways... KFC back at But anyways, how can they change it? Did you guys change it? Isham? When Spew tells you to change the mic, okay, let me tell you, I'm gonna, of course, Capitec. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of spending way too much money on data. Today, I'm all about data, by the way. Thank goodness to Capitec Connect. Just made life easier with their new reduced data bundles. And when I say they're affordable, I really, really mean affordable. It's the same fast, reliable network. No drama. No, you have run out of data message halfway through a TikTok binge while watching Sim. So if You are trying to save while staying connected. Get Capitec Connect SIM in branch and recharge on the Capitec app. No cash, no cash, just smooth connection with Capitec Connect. As someone who got it, they also help you to like connect it while you are in branch.
Oh,
if
dope.
You maybe you will struggle with that. So yeah.
Nice.
Data is very valuable.
True.
Capitec is stepping up.
Yes.
Capitec Connect me.
Present fathers.
Present fathers.
Do you guys prefer us shooting in studio or like do you actually like the live shows? Which one do you guys prefer more?
Because the live shows, there, because we've done it a lot now, they don't feel as though that it's a live show.
Mm. Fair.
Because we it's like here. You know what you said was hectic because of we have unlike PNC, it's not a stadium, but it's not a stadium. You still have laughs, ne?
Yeah.
So in fact, when we come to live shows, especially if they are very quiet, it's like here. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Only at the beginning, when I feel like at the beginning, I would say I prefer in studio. When it comes to content, yes, it's nice seeing people's dope, but you find out about Twaraza. People can't even hear your thoughts. People can't even, your jokes are not landing because they can't hear you properly.
Speaking of hearing the crowd speaking, I feel like all the provinces we've visited so far, the crowds have been so well behaved. The only crowds that were misbehaved was literally Pretoria, which makes me think, I'm from Pretoria too, so guys, please don't take this the wrong way. Pretorians are so rowdy. Like, geez, guys.
I'm going to stand on them there. I'm going to tell you why. We said the show started. Actually, don't forget, that was a live show. We did a huge-ass mistake. We started the show at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We opened the gates at 1 o'clock.
Oh.
And also, they were drinking.
And they were drinking. So, what was it? What was the number?
Oh, Azilia, hey, silent.
Sorry, it's silent. But was it? What was Ujola and everything. But we should talk about tomorrow, which are second location. People were out of the show already. Chitiva is word off already, you know?
Sure.
So I think that's why now people just get there, get one drink, and once you sit down, you probably, if you notice, ne, not a lot of people drink even.
Yeah.
At our show. They only drink after.
True. Yeah. I don't think they allowed alcohol inside though.
Yeah. Or they drink before they come to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't drink hectic because you are not even at the venue already.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I think the reason the Pretorian one was rowdy is because of us.
I don't know. I prefer... I prefer in studio. You know? I think I'm more comfortable here. You know? I don't know how the crowd is going to react to us in wherever we're going. You know? So I get nervous a lot. Like, during the live, so I think I'm better here. I don't
know. Oh, that's why. Enjoy here. That's why I'm talking about 1-2 yam.
Yes.
Because, I remember you. Yeah, and here's the thing, it was an issue when I went on the last show, I went to the toilet. I don't know if people saw that. Did you guys edit it? They saw it.
It's in the video.
You did go.
Yeah. So guys, we require you.
But we were still asking, like, questions. Like, people were still asking.
Yeah. But yeah, even when I went, it was a bit, like a struggle. I tried holding it for a while. But if it was here, I could just stand up right now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that you get restricted from when you're doing a live show.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We created this.
Yeah.
We built this sweet live brick.
Yeah, now imagine your glass is gone. You can't even say... Please give me 1, 2, 3 because you're on a live show. So we must learn and adapt or die.
Adapt or die.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. We love you guys. Please keep buying the tickets.
Bye. Also, you guys are rude.
Why?
Because when they saw that we postponed the show, they were like, yeah, they're not selling tickets, blah, blah, blah. First of all, we're fatigued, okay? We were supposed to be touring every single week. Then we decided, oh my gosh, no.
Even though
we're superstars, we need a break. Mm. So it's not because we weren't selling tickets. We are selling tickets.
Please, eh?
So keep your stupid thoughts to yourself.
That's Jason.
Anyway, bye,
we love you guys.
I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm a woman.
I have a question for you guys.
How long?
Okay, awesome. Okay.
Yeah. I want 92. What's on your mind?
Okay, what's on your...
I have a question.
Yeah?